Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. There is something I have loved about the gym ever since I was on my weightlifting team at 15 years old. The gym is a community. If you have ever seen Pumping Iron, you know that even though we were preparing to compete with each other, we all trained together, we laughed together, and we pushed each other. To this day, people say to me, you must have a home gym. Why do you work out at a public gym? I have a fantastic home gym, and I use it if I want a second workout or some extra cardio. But I'll never stop going to public gyms. I love the community. I love seeing the same crowd every day, joking together, enjoying our progress together, and just schmoozing between sets. If you someone who is a little scared about going to a gym for the first time, I want you to know that there isn't anything to worry about. I see newcomers every day. I'm proud of them. The hardest thing is starting out. I see the old members giving them pointers or congratulating them. The gym, in many ways, is the opposite of social media, which should be called anti-social media. You won't last long at a gym trolling people. You learn to share and work together. You build relationships. Everybody is starting from a different place, but we are all there for the same reason. Just to be a little better than we were when we woke up this morning, there are some rules you should know. I recently filmed a video at the gym with some of my friends and training partners to help people in the Pump Club app who were worried about what to do if a machine is taken. You can find it on YouTube. Remember, none of us own anything in the gym. Don't hog equipment. Work in with each other. Leave the equipment looking the way it was when you showed up, and don't make a mess for anyone else, and make friends. Enjoy the community. Train those social muscles while you train your real muscles. Now let's get to today's tips. If you need a quick jolt of focus without caffeine or other stimulants, here's a surprising fix the next time you hit an afternoon slump. Research suggests that chewing gum is an effective way to increase concentration, focus, and memory, and can even boost your mood. Additional research has also found that chewing gum reduces daytime sleepiness and increases attention and alertness. The same results as caffeine. But without the jitters, addiction, or upset stomach, we still love our coffee, but it can be an issue for some. But there's a catch. That boost appears to only last about 20 minutes. Still, there are plenty of reasons why gum could be an effective way to stay sharp through the day without needing to take other stimulants consistently. Studies suggest this phenomenon might be caused by better blood flow to your brain. Chewing also helps activate your hippocampus, which plays an important role in focus and learning. Now, let's shift to some new diet research. Not all calories are equal, and new research suggests the type of foods you eat can make it easier to absorb fewer calories and lose weight. In this most recent study, people who ate more fiber and less processed foods absorbed approximately 115 fewer calories per day, despite eating the same number of total calories. And some individuals burned up to four times as many calories. The researchers believe it's because highly processed foods are quickly and easily digested, meaning the calories are more likely to stick in your body. In comparison, less processed foods are harder to break down. But here's where it gets interesting. These fiber-loaded carbs go on a longer digestive journey where your microbes, the healthy bacteria in your stomach, feast on the calories and burn more energy. So what carbs should you eat? The people who absorbed fewer calories ate oats, beans, lentils, chickpeas, brown rice, whole grains, nuts, fruits, and vegetables. But here's the other key. It wasn't just fiber-loaded foods that burned more calories. Large particle foods also can trick your body into working harder and storing less. So instead of eating nut butter, the participants had nuts, or they ate pieces of steak instead of ground beef. The scientists believe less processing meant more digestion and more fullness. Even though the high fiber diet group absorbed fewer calories, they were not any hungrier than the other group. Finally, if you want to improve your mobility and move better, you might want to buy some dumbbells. Research suggests that resistance training is just as effective and sometimes more effective as traditional stretching at improving your flexibility. The idea of being too muscle-bound is a myth that could hold you back. Resistance training improves your mobility by forcing you to move a weight through the end ranges of motion. The stretch and flex helps you become better at moving. The key is making sure you perform exercises with a full range of motion rather than cheating and overly focusing on how much weight you can add to an exercise. Resistance training forces your muscles, tendons, and ligaments to all work together to move weight. Add it all up, and a little strength training is medicine for your aching body and can reduce the likelihood of injury and pain. You just need to focus on doing movements correctly. Strength training can improve flexibility at all ages, too. Scientists found that people who added resistance training in their 70s also improved their flexibility, including those who trained with heavier weights. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism. But I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors in chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and a daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.